God's greetings to you. How is Lady Zuleika?
She is still praying, Your Excellency. Do you remember I said I wouldn't end these, Zuleika?
Yes. What is it? Have you changed your mind?
Yes. I wish I had her feelings.
What is it? Why have we stopped? What is it?
I'm thinking about what Father said. He suggested we enter through different gates.
What is it? Why have we stopped here?
We're going. There's no problem. My brothers and I wish to talk. You go on ahead and we'll catch up.
All right. Everyone but the children of Israel, come with me. Don't let us be separated like the previous journey.
Don't worry, we'll join you shortly.
Do you remember what Father said? Divide into groups of two or three, and we'll enter through different gates.
Cover your faces as much as you can, particularly around the guards.
If you see one of the governor of Egypt's courtiers, hide so they do not recognize you.
Then we'll meet at the silos to get our wheat. Make sure not to stand near each other.
Wait till our companions move on, and then we'll go.
Gad, you go with Asher. Go on. And Simeon and Reuben, you go together. Then Dan and Naphtali, you go. Issachar and Zebulun, go on. Let's go.
Where are you coming from?
We are Canaanite people. We have been here before.
The 10 Canaanite brothers who were with you when you last came, are they not here?
They are. They're a little way behind. They're on their way.
You can enter.
I like the governor of Egypt. He feels like one of my own relatives. And I cannot help but feel I know him from somewhere.
Unlike you, I don't feel comfortable in his presence. When he looks at me, I feel like he can see through me and read my mind.
I would also like to meet him. But with Father's plan, it doesn't look like I will get the chance.
Wait a minute. We've made a mistake. Why did we tell our brothers to enter through Syria Gate?
Of course. The guards will surely recognize any of us. Simeon and Reuben will surely be found out.
What are we going to do?
Calm down. It will be whatever God wills.
Oh, I hope they are not recognized.
So do I.
Then let's go.
I think we've made a mistake.
Why?
Because the guards know our faces, and they'll surely recognize us.
Then let's go back.
No, it's too late for that. If we turn around, then it will draw more attention to us. We should just cover our faces more.
Have you seen the 10 Canaanite brothers yet?
No, only small groups.
Did you hear that? They are looking for us.
You two, where are you from?
Canaan. I'm Gad. This is my brother, Asher.
We have come to get wheat.
Do you know anything about 10 Canaanite brothers?
No, we are just two.
All right, you can enter.
Any news of the 10 brothers?
I asked other Canaanite people who said they were together until just after Thebes. I have not seen them yet.
Keep looking. The governor of Egypt wants to see them. I think it is very important.
Measures. Next step forward. Where are you from?
Asher, from Canaan.
Asher.
Right.
Thirty measures. Off you go. Next person. Where are you from?
From Canaan. I'm Gad.
Days are near their end. Zuleika will soon come out of seclusion.
And what will happen if Zuleika refuses your proposal of marriage?
Accepting a spouse is not compulsory. I just informed her of God's command. She may accept or decline. There is no news yet of my brothers. They're late. May I enter, Your Excellency? Malak, yes, come in. Your Excellency, your brothers have been sighted close to Thebes, though not seen entering the gates.
Could they have entered through the gates and not have been recognized by the guards?
If they have entered Thebes, they would undoubtedly go to the silos to get wheat. You should look for them there. I will find them and bring them to you. Make sure you bring them to Akhenaten's palace. I want them to witness what God has granted to the brother they wanted to kill. Of course, prophet of God.
Shall we exit through different gates?
Quietly and without drawing attention, we will exit via the gate through which we came in.
We were lucky they didn't recognize us when we entered.
We will wait for Reuben and Simeon.
We must keep our distance from each other. We cannot be seen together.
I'm sure the guards are still after us.
Have you seen the 10 Canaanite brothers?
There are many Canaanites amongst the people today. I haven't seen 10 brothers together.
Those two just covered their faces.
Why would they do that?
So that they are not recognized. Come on.
Levi, look.
Why are you hiding? Where have you been? We have looked everywhere for you.
Oh, well, we just didn't want to bother the governor of Egypt again.
Been discovered. Well, so much for Father's plan to remain anonymous. Now what?
Seemingly a will greater than ours wants us to be recognized.
God's will is greater than Father's. I wonder what God's plan is.
Well, let's go. We can't hide any longer. Come.
Prophet of God. They will be here eventually.
Where are they? Why did they come near Thebes and then disappear?
Your Excellency, may I come in?
Come in, Mali.
I have brought them. They are here.
They are finally here?
Yes, my lady. And they have brought their younger brother.
You go. I'll come soon. The plans for them they could never even imagine.
You're going to punish them?
No. I'm going to correct them. You'll see. Oh, Asenath. Why have these two strange events happened simultaneously? Finding my brothers and Zuleika. It's as if my whole life has been leading to this moment.
Perhaps God has willed to grant the reward for years of patience.
You cannot imagine how eager I am to meet Benjamin. It's been over 30 years. What does he look like?
You will have the answer in a few moments. My lady, have a few bites. Why do you torment yourself? Eat a little food.
I lived ignorantly, whimsically, lustfully, haughtily, and proudly. How can I make up for so many sins? Forgiving, the most benevolent.
Asadan, do you see how strong and handsome Benjamin has become? I don't know how to face them.
The same way you faced your brothers before. No need to worry.
But I know that my eyes will reveal everything.
Your Excellency, everything is ready.
Thank you, Malik. I am coming.
The governor of Egypt, Excellency Yusarsif.
Be seated. Father is justified not to separate from you. You took a long time returning to Egypt. You should have come early.
You ordered us not to return without our younger brother. Our father did not agree with Benjamin coming.
It took us much time to convince our father. You have proved your honesty in this. In return, I'll keep my promise and give you as much wheat as you need.
Excellency, something has bothered us. May I say it?
Yes, you may.
In Canaan, upon opening the wheat sacks, we discovered the coins we had used for payment. Why would they return to us?
Had we done something wrong that you returned all our money?
What do you think was the reason?
Perhaps to test us. To see if we return the coins or not.
Perhaps you wanted us to return to Egypt.
Perhaps you pitied us because we are poor. Perhaps each of those reasons I had in mind. Most of all, I wanted to give a present to your old father. You spoke of him with great respect. Mimisabu, now we will eat. I would like brothers who are from the same mother to sit facing each other. Why are you standing? Will you not sit?
You ordered we sit with our brothers. However, I have only stepbrothers.
Then you may sit with me if you like.
The governor of Egypt is modest and generous. I don't deserve to sit next to such a great man.
Not at all. I would rather have company while I eat. You have a beautiful, pleasant face. Do you have any recollection of your childhood?
I spent my childhood with my brother. I remember it vividly.
And what about your father?
My father is not well. The grief of losing my brother Joseph has made him old and blind. He can now hardly see. We try to get him to forget Joseph, but to no avail. Are you crying for my father?
Should I not? Is it strange to be sad for an old man who's been broken down by separation? Did your brother Joseph die?
They told us he was killed by a wolf.
Yes, they said that. But for some reason, I don't think it is true. Your 10 brothers watched the wolf killing your brother and did nothing. They are hiding something. I think your brother is alive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see God's blessing on Benjamin?
He's become the governor of Egypt's companion already.
My brother Joseph had a mole just like yours on the back of his hand. Even though I was a child, I remember it exactly.
What about his face? Do you remember it?
Yes, we were always together. I remember it very well.
Would you recognize him if you saw him?
I don't know. Maybe. Is it possible he is alive?
Would you believe it if I knew something about him?
Why not? Who could be more truthful than the governor of Egypt?
Will you promise not to tell your brothers and not to reveal Joseph to them under any circumstances?
Yes, I promise it. I swear I will only look at him. I won't say anything or show him to others. Where is he? Just show him to me, please. And I swear on whatever you worship, I won't reveal him. Please.
Calm down. I can't show Joseph to you this way. You will lose control and reveal him. Smile if you can, so your brothers won't become suspicious.
I am under control now. Please, will you tell me? Tell me where Joseph is.
He is here. One of the people in this room is Joseph.
Joseph?
Are looking at us.
What are you doing? Are you crazy? Laughing and crying in front of the governor of Egypt?
It's just he asked about father, and I became sad thinking about his blindness.
Why were you laughing?
Laughing? Ah, yes, because the governor called me a spoiled child who couldn't bear separation from his father.
The governor of Egypt and you became close very soon. Is that not very strange?
Father wants to see Excellency Benjamin.
The governor of Egypt has sent his son, Ephraim, to request your presence.
Wait, why does he want you?
I don't know, but I mustn't disobey him. I should see him.
I am certain that there is a plot here that we are unaware of.
Levi, why are you so suspicious?
Remember what Father said? He said, the governor of Egypt's invitation, returning the coins in the wheat, and summoning Benjamin could all be a plot. I believe what has happened today is part of the plot. Although I hope I am mistaken.
Grateful to him. Thirty-six years is a long and difficult period of waiting. Could you not have informed us and ended our worry?
I wanted to, but God's will prevented it. Many times God's messenger appeared and prevented me from informing Father. I don't know why.
When will you be reunited? We suffered so much from separation. Father went blind.
I am bound by duty. My job in Egypt is not yet finished. Amon has recently been toppled, and the people have become monotheists. Recently, I have put everything in order in Egypt. And yet, it's not yet time for my dream to be realized.
But what you say should not have prevented you from informing Father and us. Father has been mourning your separation for 36 years.
I don't know why this separation does not end. You said Father wept much for my separation.
Yes, that's right.
And he loved you after me.
He can't bear even one day of my separation. It's as if he seeks you in me and sees you in me. It's even like he smells you in me.
I think I just discovered the reason for this separation.
What is it? The reason?
Have you heard the story of our grandfather, Abraham, and our uncle, Ishmael?
Yes, many times. You mean his sacrificing Ishmael?
Father's story is similar to his. I want to keep you in Egypt. Will you agree?
Yes, If it's necessary, I'll obey your order as the prophet of God and the governor of Egypt.
I want you to stay for two reasons. First, for the separation to end, Father must sacrifice his Ishmael. It will only happen if he loses us both. And second, our brothers must repent for losing you, for taking you from Father, and not returning you. For their breach of promise. Also, for failing to protect Joseph.
But I am certain Father will not survive if he loses me as well.
Both life and death are in God's hands. Yet be assured Father will come to Egypt. The 11 stars, which are my brothers, have come to Egypt. But neither the sun nor the moon have yet arrived. Don't worry. I will think of some way to keep you here. Are you willing to stay with me or not?
If you order it, then yes.
Then return to our brothers. They must not suspect. And if they ask you, tell them I summoned you to tell you that your wheat is ready and you can leave in the morning.
All right. God be with you. Why did the governor want to see you?
We thought Father's suspicions were realized.
Don't worry. He just told me to be patient, and also to tell you all that our wheat is ready. He said that we can rest tonight, and tomorrow collect our wheat at Syria Gate.
Is that it?
Yes. Was there something else he should have said?
Keep my brother Benjamin here, so that my other brothers may repent and make Father sacrifice us both. Show me how to keep him here.
Prophet Isaac's belt is missing. The one I always put on Joseph's waist.
Has anyone seen the belt?
Maybe Joseph hid it somewhere before coming here. Do you think maybe Joseph took it because he likes it?
Are you saying Joseph stole the belt?
The belt is here! People of Canaan, you have witnessed the belt's thief has been caught.
All right. You have found your belt. Take it and go.
It isn't that simple, brother. Have you forgotten the law of the Canaanite people? Everybody knows that, according to our traditions and customs, he who finds the thief of his belonging may take the thief as a slave for 4 years.
Have you thought of a solution?
Guard.
Excellency.
Bring Malak and Mimisabib.
Yes, Excellency.
The children of Israel are here.
Are you ready?
Yes. We've been waiting. Where were you?
It's a long story. I'll tell you on the way. Let's go.
It appears there is a thief in your caravan.
You have lost something you accuse us of stealing?
You are thieves. The golden cup of the governor of Egypt has been stolen. A precious cup that the ruler of Egypt, Pharaoh Akhenaten, had given him. If the one who has taken it now returns it willingly, he will be awarded with one measure of wheat. I am ordered to guarantee it.
You treated us with respect, and now you accuse us? What is this?
It is shameful.
Why? What is the meaning of this? By God, you know we're not thieves. We did not come here to steal anything.
We have no idea what this is about.
We don't accuse without reason. The thief will be punished. Unless it is returned willingly.
We know nothing about any theft.
As you are respected by the governor, you will be treated according to your own law.
If a Canaanite finds the thief of his belongings, we keep him as a slave for 4 years.
Right then. You'll be searched.
Start with me. You can search my sacks.
Such a shame.
No.
It's slander.
Yes, it's slander.
I can't believe it.
Such a shame. Is it slander?
Not that one. The cup couldn't be in Benjamin's luggage. Such an innocent face could not belong to a thief.
Don't hesitate. Search him also.